Doug Swift, president of City View Properties, was one of several developers on hand when the recommendations were announced. Swift says his Genesee Gateway project, located at the corner of Genesee and Oak, may not have happened if the Margaret L. Wendt Foundation had not provided the majority of the funding.
The city is now talking about being able to do themselves. I don't know all the details about how this program is working, but what I'm hearing today sounds very encouraging.
Swift says most of the major redevelopment of downtown historic buildings is being done by local investors who believe in the city and are investing in their future. Rocco Termini is the local developer of the old AM&A's flagship store on Washington Street.
Well, I think what this does, it makes the AM&A's department store a little more realistic. There's a $5 million cost to remove asbestos in that building, and hopefully this program will help offset some of those costs and make it easier to finance that project.
There's 2 million square feet of vacant commercial space in downtown Buffalo. Brendan Mahaffey, executive director of the city's Office of Strategic Development, says the main thrust of the recommendations is that the city's process of getting projects started and completed is being made easier.
It's a completely new structure that coordinates many different public agencies and also the private sector so that we can have a much more open and communicative process regarding strategies for downtown.
All the recommendations can be found on the Buffalo Niagara Partnership's website at www.thepartnership.org. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.